Each person has great strengths and potentialities, and each person is put in this world to harness those strengths and apply them to benefiting themselves and mankind. The life stories of all the great men and women are simply stories of people who discovered their strengths and utilized them to the fullest degree. Churchill was a great statesman and orator. Florence Nightingale was a tremendous organizer. Florence Chadwick was an incredibly strong swimmer. Abraham Lincoln was a far-sighted and compassionate politician and president. Mother Teresa is a truly loving human being with an infinite capacity to care for and support the sick and dying people of Calcutta. Joe Montana is a quarterback with an incredible throwing arm with the San Francisco 49ers. All around you, you see men and women who have grabbed their major talents, like catching a pass in a football game, and are running for the goalposts. And you can do the same if you have the courage to follow your heart. Before I go on, no discussion of strengths would be complete without a discussion of weaknesses. Strong people have strong weaknesses as well. In fact, people have far more weaknesses than they have strengths. You may be strong in some talents, but weak in hundreds of areas. Weaknesses are an inevitable and unavoidable fact of life. As Peter Drucker said, all innovations must be simple if they are to work, because there are only incompetent people to carry them out. The one thing that we will always have in abundance is incompetence. Now, Drucker wasn't being unkind. He was being realistic and pointing out that most people are incompetent, just in different areas. The challenge with human weaknesses is that unhappy and unsuccessful people have a tendency to focus on them. They become preoccupied with their weaknesses and think about their inabilities too much of the time. They lose sight of the fact that each person also has strengths that may need to be developed, and that these strengths can and will bring them everything they want. Instead, they dwell continually on their areas of incompetence rather than on their areas of excellence. You may do the same occasionally. You have areas of great potential strength, and you have multiple areas of weakness where you perform in an average or mediocre way. We said earlier that the law of concentration has an inordinate impact on the person you become. Whatever you dwell upon grows. Strong people are those who dwell upon their strengths and abilities. Weak people are those who dwell upon their weaknesses and their inabilities. But to develop and maintain high levels of self-confidence and the success and happiness that goes with it, you must consciously choose to dwell upon your strengths most of the time. One of the best questions you can ask yourself over and over is, what can I and only I do that, if done well, will make an extraordinary difference in my situation? Success comes from staying at a particular thing, the most valuable and important thing you could be doing, until you succeed. Every great human achievement is preceded by extended periods of dedicated, concentrated effort. But there's little to be gained by digging frantically if you're digging in the wrong place. And this brings us to the importance of self-assessment with regard to your strengths and your weaknesses.